Hello, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Radio Clash, and I am Will Moustakakis. So this week, my theme is going to be "Where Is My Mind?" Now, that is obviously a reference to, well, you might not get it, but it's a reference to the Pixies song "Where Is My Mind?" Same name. You can come on; it's not that hard. People, follow along. So basically what I did was I listened to Where's My Mind, and then after that I was like, okay, how does this connect, like what songs does this make me think of? And basically I just went from there, and I kept doing that over and over and over again until I came up with 43 minutes worth of songs, because that's how long my radio show usually is. If we go over, I probably have some other songs that I could throw in. But, so to start off, I'm going to go play Where's My Mind by Pixies off their classic album that I believe came out in 1988, 89, 88, I'm not sure. Surfer Rosa is their first album. But here is Where's My Mind. Hope you enjoy.
Stop. We'll be right back.
That was the Pixies, Where's My Mind? Great band, Pixies. But anyway, so that song has a lot of like O's and oohs in the background, as you can probably tell, and they kind of drive the melody, like they're part of the melody. So I was like, what are, like, that kind of like got my brain going. Like, I thought about other songs where there are a lot of O's and oohs. So up next, I've got what I consider a classic, but most people probably haven't heard this song. It's Cut Your Hair by Pavement off their 1994 LP, Crooked Rain. It's a really good track, and you're going to hear it now. So you'll figure that out. That was Cut Your Hair by Pavement. And whenever I listen to that song, and Pavement in general, I always think about Weezer, you know, because, I don't know, the way, what's his name, Stephen Malkmus's vocals are, they just remind me of Rivers Cuomo's vocals. Also, like, the poppy elements, like, the poppy guitar work is somewhat similar to Weezer. At least, I find it so. Anyway, so with that being said, I thought, you know, Weezer, yeah, what song sounds kind of like this, but kind of not? It's a weird way to put it, but like you'll kind of get it when I play the next song. Anyway, if you don't know about Weezer, they're a band. Very like you definitely know that they're a band. They were very popular in the 90s. They had a hit single in 2005. Beverly Hills, I think it was 2005. Anyway, and at like Beverly Hills wasn't. It was off of. I don't remember that album. Make Believe. That's the album from 2005, and that wasn't a great album. And before they haven't been the most consistent band. Let me just say that, culminating in their release of Ratitude in 2009, I want to say, which is a universally despised album, besides the first track. The first track's not that bad. But among Weezer fans, it's universally despised. So, but recently, their last two albums, their last three really, Hurley, Everything Will Be All Right in the End, and their self-titled White album, have all been pretty good. So, in my opinion, at least. So I decided I'm going to play a song off of Everything Will Be All Right in the End, which came out in 2014. And I actually saw them on the tour when they were promoting this album, which was really cool. They're a good band to see live. They've got a lot of energy, and I love Rivers Cuomo. So it was a win-win for me. Anyway, so here is Da Vinci by Weezer. That was Weezer with Da Vinci. That's a pretty good track. Not my favorite off that album, but it fits in with like what I'm trying to do. You know, I'm listening to songs, and those songs will remind me of other songs. So that's what song I was reminded of when I listened to Cut Your Hair. And then listening to Da Vinci, you know, it's a song about a person and uses some interesting imagery there. Like, even Da Vinci couldn't paint you, and Stephen Hawking can't explain you, to describe his lover, how she's very intricate. So that got me thinking, and a song that stood out to me, like, the first thing I thought when I was listening to Da Vinci, thinking about the lyrics at least, was Hannah Hunt by Vampire Weekend off their most recent album, and sadly probably their last album, Modern Vampires of the City. Hannah Hunt, well, you'll hear the song, you'll hear what I'm talking about. Like, there's some interesting lyricism going on there. So here we go, Hannah Hunt by Vampire Weekend.
Plants move, but I could not believe it. To me and Hannah Hunt, saw crawling vines and weeping willows as we made a way from Providence to Phoenix. A man of faith said, hidden eyes could see what I was thinking. I just smiled and told him that was only true of Hannah, and we glided on through Waverly and Lincoln. Our days were long, nights no longer count the seconds, watching the hours. Though we live on the US dollar, you and me, we got our own sense of time. There's no future, there's no answer. Though we live on the US dollar, you and me, we got our own sense of time. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was Hannah Hunt by Vampire Weekend. And for the longest time, I could not really, like, get what by... Well, first off, I apologize if you can hear background noise. Apparently, they're, like, whacking weeds or something outside, and they just picked the perfect time to do it. You know, not, like... It's not like they're 3 hours after my radio show where no one is doing a radio show. But, yeah, they're doing it now, so there's nothing I can do about that. But, yeah, for the longest time, I couldn't understand what he meant in the song Hannah Hunt by Though We Live on the U.S. Dollar, You and Me Have Got Our Own Sense of Time. Like, I get sense is a play on words, like sense, obviously, like money. But I couldn't understand it. But then it dawned on me, like, time is money. So you and me, we got our own sense of time. It's kind of like saying that he and Hannah Hunt have, like, they don't really care about the U.S. dollar or anything like that. They're just going to do what they want to do. And I think that's it's pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff. Up next, we got a bit of a change of pace. I'm going to be playing White Ferrari by Frank Ocean. It's a very deep track. Like, it gets very emotional. It's an emotional track off of his most recent album, Blonde. Yeah, Hannah Hunt just kind of reminds me of it. I don't really know how to put it. It just kind of reminds me of it. So, yeah, we're going to be playing White Ferrari, Frank Ocean, off his 2016 album, Blonde.
Bad luck to talk on these rides. Mine on the road, your dilated eyes. Watch the clouds float, white Ferrari. Had a good time.
16, how was I supposed to know?
And you know what I do.
I let you out at Central. I didn't care to state the plane. Kept my mouth closed. We're both so familiar. White Ferrari.
Stick by me, close by me.
You were fine.
You were fine.
As distance slow by.
Left when I forget to speak. So I text the speeds, lesser speeds, text the speed, yes. Basic takes its toll on me, eventually, yes. Eventually, yes.
I care for you still, and I will forever. That was my part of the deal. Honest, we got so familiar. Spending each day of the year. White Ferrari. Good times.
In this life.
Thank you.
sure we're taller in another dimension. You say we're small and not worth the mention. You're tired of moving, your body's aching. We could vacate, there's places to go. Clearly this is it. All that there is can't take what's been given. But we're so okay here, we're doing fine. Mama been naked, you dream of walls that hold us in prison. It's just a skull, that's what they call it. And we're free to roam.
That was White Ferrari by Frank Ocean. And my, like, that's probably one of my favorite tracks off Blonde. I like Nikes too. That's a good track. I think that's an underrated track. But probably my favorite track off Blonde. And in the song, he says, I think the lyric is spending each day of the year, which, and the way he sings it made me think of, I'm pretty sure he probably intended this, but made me think of the Beatles, Here, There, and Everywhere. Because the lyric Frank Ocean uses is spending each day of the year. And then in the Beatles song, it's making each day of the year. So like the same chord progression and talking, it's basically the same line. So I was like, oh yeah, Here, There, and Everywhere. That's off Revolver. My mind goes off in a million different ways. And I'm like, oh, Revolver. Okay, so up next, it's not a Beatles song. It's not off Revolver. It's going to be Gun by Churches, because a revolver is a type of gun. That might be the cringiest, worst connection I possibly could have made, but that's what my mind does. Anyway, here we go. Gun by Churches off The Bones of What You Believe.
Hide, hide, now it's all so easy. I will be a gun and it's you all come for. There is no other way, never run far. Take a good swing at me and everything is even. So finally, we agree.
That was Gun by Churches, and it is just now occurring to me that I have not read any PSAs, so let's read a PSA. Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that, and fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through, because this is one statistic we simply cannot afford to ignore. You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council. All right. So, up next, well, first off, I just played Gun by Churches. Churches, as you know, is spelled with a V. I made that very, very clear in my last episode. But anyway, yeah, so that kind of doesn't make sense. Churches spelled with a V. So, another thing that kind of doesn't make sense is 2 plus 2. And you might say, no, that makes sense. But I'm like, no, what if I told you 2 plus 2 equals 5? And that's the title of my next song, 2 plus 2 equals 5, by Radiohead, off their 2004, I want to say it's 2004 album, Hail to the Thief. The album itself isn't that great. It's alright, but it's not my favorite Radiohead album, personally. But 2 plus 2 equals 5 is a really good track. It talks about hailing to the thief, which is an interesting concept, especially given that George Bush was our president, but I'm not going to get political. So here we go. 2 plus 2 equals 5 by Radiohead.
Sandbag.
That was 2 plus 2 equals 5 by Radiohead off their 2003 album, Hail to the Thief. I know that that greatly offended some of my listeners. I'm sorry. I screwed up. I'll try to do better now. Anyway, 2 plus 2 equals 5 off of Radiohead's Hail to the Thief. So yeah, 2 plus 2 equals 5, but does it really though? And the answer is no. 2 plus 2 equals 4. So that took me to an interesting place, like, oh, 2 plus 2, 4. 4th of July by Sufjan Stevens is going to be my next track off his most recent album, Carrie and Lowell. I believe it came out in 2015. I'm sure Neil will correct me if I say something wrong, so... I can basically just say whatever I want and know that Neil will correct me. That's great, Neil. Anyway, 2 plus 2 equals 4. This next song is 4th of July by Sufjan Stevens. I'll talk more about it after. I really hope you enjoy.
July. We're all gonna
That was Sufjan Stevens with 4th of July. I'm sorry if you feel a little depressed after that one. It's even more depressing if, like, you listen to the whole album. The whole album's about Sufjan's mother, Carrie. Well, most of the album's about her. And Sufjan's way of dealing with not only her not being a great mother, but her death. Like, that song. Sufjan's a very... His lyrics are very intricate. He, in this song, for example, you can read it in very many different ways. In one part of the song, it's very clear that his mother is dead. Like, the hospital asked, should the body be cast before I say goodbye? Sorry, I have to read it like that. Before I say goodbye. And that's like, his mother's obviously passed or is passing. And yet, after that, it seems as though he's having a conversation with her. So throughout the whole song, I think, my interpretation is that he's having a conversation with his mother, who is either dead or dying, like unable to talk to him. And he's trying to deal with how he views his mother, like as an angel, but then was she really an angel? Because she was not a great mother to him, but he still loves her. And he ends with the existential thought that we are all going to die, which is too true. And now this song is very sad, and you might feel like you need a little bit of therapy after this, you know. And with all the, you know, one thing I noticed was throughout this entire song, he makes references to, like, animals, like my firefly, my little hawk, my little loon, I think he says. My little dove, I think he also says. But anyway, he makes references to animals. And, you know, after this song, you need something to cheer you up. So up next, I'm going to play a song. It's a rap song, which is far out there for me. But I've been listening to some more rap recently. And it's a song by Aesop Rock. It's called Kirby. It's the story of Aesop Rock getting a cat who, to help him with his anxiety and his mental problems. He's getting a therapeutic cat named Kirby. So I think some of my listeners will really enjoy this one. Here we go.
Kitten.
Hey, Kirby, what you doing, Kirby? What you doing there?
I'm not taking no shorts.
Hey,
Yeah, so that was an interesting track, Kirby by Aesop Rock. You know, having been a cat owner, that one is quite a good song. You know, talking about how he only wakes up to stretch, he doesn't fetch. You know, and I think the line 15 years taking prescriptions, now a shrink like I don't know, maybe get a kitten, is very clever. As are many of Aesop Rock's lines. His lyrics are very clever. They're very verbose too. But in a good way, I think. It makes you, he's very descriptive. I like it. I like him as a rapper. Anyway, I got to keep moving. Running out of time. But I guess Peter went over his time, so I'll go over my time too. Up next, I couldn't really think of much to follow that up with. Like, how do you follow up a song about a cat? You know, Kirby, great song. And so I didn't really know what to do. So I was like, well, Kirby's a cat. Cats are small, hairy animals. So are foxes. I'm not going to play What Does the Fox Say, because that is cancer. But I am going to play Foxygen. They're a band. And my friend Neil played this song, I think, on his radio show. That might have been the first time I heard it. I might have heard it before. Anyway, I'm pretty sure he played it. Maybe if he didn't, he'll correct me, I'm sure. But anyway, here we go with Foxygen's song San Francisco. Hope you enjoy it. That was San Francisco by Foxygen. It's a pretty good track. I know my friend Neil likes it a lot, so it's grown on me. I've been listening to more of Foxygen recently, and their new album's kind of weird, but I'm kind of weird, so it kind of works. I like their new album. But anyway, at one point, and that's so how I'm going to connect this to another song. The lyrics here are very strange, but during the song, I got reminded of another track. I'm like, where he sings, "Eyes above the sacred cow, so not to wake a sparrow splashing." Oh no, I can't sing. I should drop that audio. No, I gotta keep it. Anyway, so not to wake a sparrow splashing. The way he sings that lyric is, sorry, my phone volume's on, is exactly like how on the Beatles' White Album, there's a song called Piggies, and that's how the lyrics go in the same melody, the same chord progression. So I wasn't going to play Piggies because I don't really like that song that much, but plus, I've always known it to be a track in between two great tracks, because when people used to listen to albums all the way through, you know, you have to listen to all the tracks. So before Piggies on the White Album is Blackbird, which everyone knows. Blackbird sing in the dead of night. Now this is just going to be a whole episode of me singing. Anyway, and after Piggies is an even better track, in my opinion. Well, a track I like singing more, that I like more in general, is Rocky Raccoon. But it's quite something. It features Paul McCartney trying to do his best American accent, which is quite interesting, I think. Anyway, we're going to play Rocky Raccoon off the Beatles' 1968 album. I mean, it's called The Beatles, but everyone knows it as The White Album, so I'll just call it The White Album. Here we go, Rocky Raccoon.
Now, somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day, his woman ran off with another guy, hitting young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, "I'm gonna get that boy." So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy. Now she and her man, who called himself Dan, were in the next room at the hoedown. A Rocky burst in, and grinning a grin, he said, "Danny boy, this is a showdown." He drew fast and shot, and Rocky collapsed in the corner. Proceeded to lie on the table. He said, "Rocky, you met your match." And Rocky said, "Doc, it's only a scratch. And I'll be better, Doc, as soon as I have in his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Gideon checked out, and he left it, no doubt.
That was Rocky Raccoon by the Beatles, and I know I'm going over my time here, but Peter went over his time, but I really should say, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I am Will Moustakakis. This is still Radio Clash, but I've only got one song left, and that is... Johnny Be Good by Chuck Berry, because in Rocky Raccoon, he talks about how he's from North Dakota and all that, and whereas in Johnny Be, which, like, I think they very clearly, I can't really say ripped off, but at least took reference from Chuck Berry here, because in Chuck Berry's song Johnny Be Good, very famous song, obviously, he says, deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods, among the evergreens, I cannot talk today. Excuse me. Maybe I'm not such a great radio host. This truth is just dawning on me now. Anyway, I'm going to play Johnny Be Good by Chuck Berry because it's a great song and it relates to Rocky Raccoon. And, like, how could you not play Chuck Berry? So here we go. Yeah, so that was Johnny Be Good by Chuck Berry, you know, classic, classic song by a great artist. That's going to be the end of my show. You're going to get Robo DJ in a second, who Neil programs Robo DJ. So if it's a bad song, you can blame him. But this was Radio Clash with me, Bill Moustakakis, greatest radio DJ in history. Not really. Anyway, gonna put Robo DJ on now, because I'm just rambling at this point. I hope you enjoyed the show. Tune in next week for some more great tracks. Also, tune in an hour before my show for Peter Tarenti's show, What's a Genre. Tune in at 11 a.m. On Thursday for Don't Assume My Genre with DJ Hoey D and DJ Anxiety. And then tune in at 11 p.m. I'm not going to forget this week to shout him out. Tune in at 11 p.m. for Neil McInerney, DJ Roomba. I mean, his name's DJ Roomba, hosting Shock Me Like an Electric Neil. Great, great show. He plays some great tracks. Anyway, that's enough of me. Gonna stop rambling. I'll see you guys next week. Thank you for listening.